It was also the week that Constable Twitton received a commendation for bravery, and that our dear old Cockney charlady, Mrs. Groynes, received a visit from her abnormally devious nephew, Brian the Brain.
Excuse me, officer.
Yes, can I help you?
You're in haste, clattering up the steps like a young fool.
Well, there's been a bullion robbery, and I'm a police officer.
So. I'm looking for Mrs. Groynes. She is employed at the police station.
Then you've come to the right place.
In Brighton.
Yes.
Infinitely superior to Crowthorne.
Yes, although actually I haven't been to Crowthorne, so I can't really make a valid comparison. But, well, look here, I'll go and tell Mrs. Groynes you're here. I know her very well.
Last time I was in Brighton, it was 5 years ago.
Yes?
Precisely 5 years.
Good heavens. Anyway.
And it was, how can I... It wasn't like this.
Really?
No, it was... It
sunny?
Was,
hot?
No. It was,
A bit tidier?
Bullets. Bullets, bullets.
What?
We were in a narrow street. Shadows. The sound of a distant jukebox playing, "Shall We Dance?" Ba, 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 from The King and I.
Are you all right?
The girl shouted, "Don't, Johnny!" And we looked around, and then, bang, 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 bang. Bang! Bang! No! Dad!
Right, well...
They got my dad! Bang! 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 Oh, Mum! Mummy! He's dead! The blood! The blood! The hole! His life pouring out through a hole! Bang! Bang! Take me home, Mum! Take me home! I'll kill whoever did this to my dad! I'll kill him! I'll kill him! I crawled away, not a mark on me, but they say that all that carnage, carnage from the Latin for flesh, did something irreversible to my head.
Are you sure coming back to Brighton was a good idea? How about I escort you to Brighton Station? Oh, thank goodness, here's Mrs. Groynes.
Brian?
Mrs. Groynes, I'm so pleased to see you. This young chap...
Brian, what the hell are you doing here? Are you packing a piece?
Oh, Auntie.
Oh, my God, what you done? How'd you get out?
Oh, Auntie, don't take on. I just met this amiable policeman, amiable from the Middle English Fire Old French and the Late Latin, just like the amiable Inspector Steen, who orchestrated the Middle Street Massacre.
Well, you leave him alone, Brian.
Of course I will, Auntie. But he's coming with me. Look, look, I got a gun.
Mrs. Groynes.
Let's do what he says, dear. I'll give you, old French. Now you leave this nice young man alone. He hasn't done nothing to you. Come on, Constable.
You sound rather different, Mrs. Groynes.
Well, all this standing around jawing won't overturn the disgraceful decision to have Grace Archer burned to death in a shed now, will it? Oh, come on. We'd better get on. Come on!